Hey everyone,
I'm grabbing my coffee. I'm so sorry. Hey everyone, good morning. Not editing that out, Jeff. This is my life. Hi everyone, good morning. Welcome to Teach Better Today morning show, where the Teach Better team gets to be part of your morning every single day, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. Jeff is going to write me mean comments in the background because I was so unprofessional. It was hard to grab the coffee cup behind
It's
me.
just funny because you're the one who hits the button to start. So it's not like you were surprised by us starting. Like, and then you're like, oh, I didn't grab the coffee like right as I was starting. It's just funny because you were
It's not funny, friends. This is a very serious show. We'll be back for some
it's
serious
very
content.
serious.
Everyone, good morning. Welcome to Teach Better Today morning show. Jeff Gargis is in the house. My name is Rayanne Hewart. Good to see you.
That's the first time you've ever done that live,
It makes
Rayanne.
me sound very Southern. Rayanne Hewart. Doesn't it? Like Rayanne?
Well, yeah, when you say it in a Southern accent, yeah, like that's.
Okay, so guys, I have a friend who actually was on the Teach Better team, Heather.
He
She was
calls you Rayanne.
She calls me Rayanne,
That's how
and
I learned about it.
she just got married. Shout out to Heather, who now is an official
Oh, that was that just
bride.
this? She just
Like
got married?
literally
Yeah.
just got married.
Oh, congratulations, Heather.
I know it's a kind of a big deal. I mean,
That is a big deal.
she was with that guy for 11 years before they got married. Then she was officially a bride. And anyway, she calls me Rayanne, and she does it with like a little twang. So,
Were you in the wedding or there as a guest?
I feel like okay. So I was there as a guest. But she didn't have bridesmaids, so she had like a
Oh,
group of girls who were a part of a lot of stuff that didn't wear like ugly bridesmaids dresses, and I was in that group. So I was in the cool group of wear what you want, but also celebrate the bride because she's a queen.
nice. Big wedding? Little wedding.
Yeah, it felt like a big wedding. It was kind of a okay, so honestly, the wedding was like a 15-year college reunion because none of us it that I feel like we're invited. We used to all work together.
Okay,
In
yep.
college, like we all worked at a restaurant and now we were all coming together again. So it kind of felt like a blast from the past, like very
That's
much
cool.
like
That's fun. That's always
reunion
fun.
style. You
I haven't been to a wedding for a while.
been my date.
I'm at the age now where like not a lot of people my like are most people that I know are either married or not getting married anytime soon and stuff like that. I did have fun, you know. I used to DJ weddings a lot, and I actually have a guy I think of as a kid, but he's a man now who I coached in soccer, who later became a DJ, has a very successful DJ company in this area. And I just saw the other day I'm gonna call her a girl. She's a woman now, but I knew her when she was like three. I've known her family for a long time. She just got married. And here he was her DJ. And like they're not like from the same areas at all. And it was just weird, like I saw it on his like a Facebook post from him. He always posts like, a picture of him with the bride and groom. And I'm like, wait a minute, that's Marissa. And I'm like, wait a minute. Like, and I don't know how they were connected, but it was really cool. I'm like, oh, that's good. Cause so that was fun. It was a fun little small world moment. And you know, I miss weddings. It's been a while.
I don't mind a wedding. We have two this year, which feels like a lot because I don't know the last time I was at a wedding and I don't have any weddings projected for the future. But yeah, I have a friend who obviously just got married, and then my cousin, but she's like my baby cousin, is getting married. So I feel like that one is like very much age appropriate, where she's like in her 20s, marrying
Yeah,
the love
she's
of
a
her
young one. Yeah,
life. And he's like, of course, the most handsome man in the world. They could both be models in a magazine together. And Heather was like, she's like my age getting married. So it's a little bit more of like a later in life, which made the party so fun, you know?
It's just, yeah.
So Jeff, I have an actual question before we get
Sorry,
into
yeah.
listener
Sorry, now I'm just
questions.
like, oh man, I want a DJ again.
Jeff,
Sorry.
you should have been my date to the wedding. I made Matt go, but in theory, like he just went because I asked nicely. You and I could have actually like had a grand old time together.
Yeah, I would have. I'm much funner than Matt.
I mean, I didn't want to say it, but he hasn't watched the show, so I can't say it. Yes, you
That's
are.
fine.
He
It's all
doesn't
right,
watch the show.
Matt. Matt, I don't mean it. I don't mean it.
I think he means it. I think so. Okay. Here's my beef that I would like to, you know, I use this show to like clear up votes, clear up like any discrepancy, right?
Kind of whatever you want. Yeah.
No, it's not whatever I want. It's like if I'm
You use this show for just like whatever you want is what I'm saying. Yeah. So like go on. Like, what are we doing today? How can we make your life better, Ray?
I need something settled. So if you are listening.
Oh, okay.
If you are listening, I would love for you to come to the comments. So what I'm asking for is like, if you're listening on your phone, but your phone's in another room, go grab it. Or if you're like watching on YouTube and on your television, like find a way to comment. I need you to comment on this because I feel strongly that we should have Teach Better Today segments that are sponsored by cool things. And the last time I did this, I think it was with Katie on a show, and she was like, absolutely not. It was terrible. Like, wouldn't it be cool if, like, we were talking, you're like, this segment of Teach Better Today was brought to you by the Teach Better Administrator Mastermind. This month, focusing on student discipline. Join the Teach Better Administrator Mastermind over at teachbetter.com/mastermind for the free link. You know, like, a little.
Would that be a little, like, video, or would that be, like, a live read that you would do just like that?
I mean, I would do it better.
Serious question.
I would say it.
Okay. Yeah. Katie was not happy about, didn't think that was a good idea.
I may have approached it in a little bit of a silly comical notion. And I don't think she liked that I was having so much fun.
I think we should definitely get a segment or segment sponsored by some sort of coffee company. So they send us coffee. Like that should definitely happen.
Okay. Wait, I think I talked about this previously, but I was just talking to my physical therapist about the show last time I saw him, and he's this like super nerdy smart guy. Like I have never been with a physical therapist that I've enjoyed learning from more than him. Mm-hmm. And so I was telling him, I was like, you should start a podcast. Like people love like health suggestions. He's like, I don't want to be like 5-10 minutes. I'm like, this is great. Like he is so smart and like muscle science and everything. I'm like, that would be such a good quick tip maybe of the week that you could share with people. I'm like, our network would love it. You could sponsor a segment on Teach Better Today. He's like, I would totally do that. I'm like, I'm telling you, this is the future. I want to read a little note card of this segment brought to you by Physical Therapy of Naperville. I don't know what their thing is called, even though I go there 3 days a week. You know, continue to activate your body through using your muscles correctly. Head over to your website, insert link right here, .com, and learn more, you know? But I would do it better.
Yeah, I'm beginning to see why maybe Katie didn't think it was a great idea. I think we need to work on the pitch delivery.
You do one. Like pick something about
No. I just think it's not necessarily the way that you're saying it. I just think your entire delivery is because you're like, who'd be a great sponsor for our internet show? How about a physical therapist who relies solely on the region? And now if it's podcast, that'd be different. So there you go. I don't remember when it was that you and I were live on this show talking about eating during meetings. And I mentioned eating ribs. Like, what if we got someone to sponsor ribs and then I could eat ribs live on the show? Like, so that's the kind of stuff I can get behind.
So it's like you understand.
Like, I'd be like eating and be like, this segment sponsored by Texas Roadhouse. Thanks. Like, get your 25% coupon off. I don't know.
That's obviously a bad idea. Obviously.
I think it's really important that we move on from this.
Wait, this, hey guys, hold on. I want to get serious. Hey friends, we're going to head into the team talk segment of our show. But before we do that, team talk this week is brought to you by the Teach Better Podcast Network, which is dedicated to supporting the entire school ecosystem through in-depth conversations around topics you care about. Covering a variety of ideas in education, each podcast aims to support educators in their field towards creating and maintaining a progressive student-focused classroom. Find your Teach Better Podcast Network over at teachbetter.com/podcast. We'll be right back. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Teach Better Today Morning Show. Jeff, how did you get the commercial
earlier? Why are you whispering?
I just wanted to make sure you told me if it was good or not good.
It was great.
Oh, well, yeah?
Yeah, it was very good.
So can I start doing it randomly? Can I start being like, here's an official thing?
Let's start. Why don't you start doing it randomly and like, let's see how long it takes Katie to notice. Like, we're not going to talk about it. It's not going to be a strategic. It's not going to be a plan. It's just going to be like, when Katie realizes, like, oh yeah, you know what? That's a good idea, Katie. We should start doing that. We'll like flip it on her. She won't even see it coming.
I cannot wait. Well, in addition to having fake sponsored sections where we get to support you with free stuff and want to make sure you know about it, we also are getting into our listener questions, which is another way that we support you as a team, where you direct message us questions and we talk about them on the show and hopefully get you some sort of solution or at least next steps. So, Jeff, you ready to get into a really fun listener question today?
Yeah, I think it's important to clarify solutions, next steps, or just comic relief.
Yeah, I think clear,
just so in case we don't deliver.
You're going to deliver on this one because I feel like you do this in your day-to-day life. So you will be able to deliver on this one.
Okay.
You ready?
What we got?
Okay. Listener question. What strategies are useful to boost morale and keep a positive environment? So this was a question that was submitted. It didn't specify if it was specifically in the classroom, in the school district. It could be in a club or community in the school. But I thought this would be a good one for us to discuss because this actually has come up a ton in our own leadership meetings within the team. Mm-hmm. And we also are out in schools all the time. And every single school seems to have a different culture. So this had a lot of different layers I thought we could dive into. But thinking through keeping a positive morale and boosting the culture.
Yeah. I mean, I think the first thing that's popped in my head is just celebrating small wins and celebrating all the wins. I think that's pretty simplified, but like,
I don't think so.
Like intentionally taking the time to recognize the wins. And sometimes you have to be small wins because sometimes it's harder to find them and therefore harder to stay positive. But if you're looking for all those little wins, like they add up. And if you can celebrate those things, you kind of create this culture of like celebrating the things. Versus focusing on the things that maybe aren't happening or aren't happening fast enough or well enough or whatever.
Would you be willing to be more specific in how to do that? Because I love the concept of celebrating the small wins, but how do you actually execute? What does it look like?
I think that depends on like with who or whatever, but I mean, it can look as simple as like just, words of acknowledgement or affirmation to something that was done by someone or achieved by someone, whether that's via like a, you know, for our instance, you know, we're an online team. So a lot of times that's done within our base camp, our communication tool, could be at a morning meeting in the classroom, in the hallways, and an email out to staff. I mean, with your students, you know, high fives, fist bumps, celebratory dances, however you do things, whatever your style is, like, looking for the opportunity to do those a lot, like more often, to create a more consistent, more continuous, I guess, environment of positivity and celebration.
I have a follow-up question now. I'm just going to keep throwing questions at you. How do you make it continue to feel genuine? Because I can reflect on putting routines in place, I think, for scalability in the classroom or at a building level is so unbelievably important. And I am a huge advocate, probably bring it up way too much, that if it's not scalable, I can't endorse it. I have to find ways for a teacher to not add things to their plate, but to put it into their normal day-to-day experiences. I'd love this topic. However, when you're talking about celebration, the moment you put that into some sort of specific regimen, it can very often feel way too routine. And that then takes the genuine feel out of it. So as a follow-up, how can you combat that? Like what is an element you can add to your system so it doesn't feel like a system?
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of like a little bit of push through that to it's gotta become just how you do things, not a thing you do, if that makes sense. Like, it's got to become a part of who you are and how your life, your school, your class, whatever you're talking about, like, operates, versus a checkbox that you're trying to hit. Now, sometimes if that's natural, and but you see the value in it, and sometimes you have to create the checklist first to get it in there. But like, you have to find the balance of like, this is just, and I think that's where the intentionality comes from. So like, the intention can't be, I'm doing this because I read it in a book and it was a good idea. It's a checkbox I want to get checked off. It's the intention of, I'm doing this because I actually want to change the culture around here. I actually want to change the way that my students feel when they walk in my classroom. I actually want to change the way my staff holds their heads up, you know, in our hallways. And that's not done by a checkbox. A checkbox is so that you can tell someone it's done and they'll get off your back, or you can file, you know what I mean, or whatever, or you just like checking. But like, it's got to become a part of who you are, or I think what you do and how you do things, versus just another thing that you do. Does that make sense?
It completely does. I love that. And even just in hearing you share that, to me, the to-do list on my checklist actually changed. It changed from find somebody to highlight today at 3 o'clock mm-hmm. to look for moments of celebration today.
Yeah.
And I feel like if I'm looking for moments of celebration, I will find them more frequently and I will find ways in that moment to celebrate them, versus if I'm just looking for someone to celebrate at 3 o'clock, that becomes so much more disingenuous. I don't know. I love this perspective.
Well, I think you'll find, or at least I have, like when it becomes more of just how you do whatever it is that you do, it's just so much better, and it comes off better, but also it feels better. I think about like our team specifically. I used to have on my iPad everyone on our team's name. And by the end of the week, I had to check off everyone's name because I needed to check in with them. And that check-in could be checking in because I actually knew something was going on with them or whatever, or literally like a stupid ping of like, I appreciate you. Like, I don't have that. I haven't used that in a long time. And I've, you know, that's made it so that I've been a little less consistent, but when I am consistent and I still do that, it's because I just want to, and I feel good about it, but I had to do a little bit of the practice to get myself intentional about doing those things. And I think that's, there's a timeline to that. And I think it varies, obviously, depending on a lot of things, but I think that goes when you talk about any kind of thing around culture and any type of stuff that you build in, whether it's your classroom, your school, and like that, like there's some things you have to put in place and strategies you might have to put in that are like, just since we're using it, the check boxes, the checklist, but the goal should be to make it just a part of how you do things, because then it's no longer another thing. It's just a thing that happens. And I think that's where, so you got to figure out, it's a hard sort of line to walk and figure out. But,
and you said it perfectly earlier, just you have to almost persevere through that awkward stage so that it can develop. So really cool. Yeah. I appreciate the listener question. I'm so glad you guys are submitting these. If you have a listener question or you heard a really good question that you got some insight on recently, feel free to submit to the team. We'll add it to our listener question bank. Jeff, we are headed into a full day ahead. We want to wish you all a wonderful, wonderful morning, and we hope to see you super soon on the show. Thanks for tuning in to Teach Better Today. We'll see you soon.
Appreciate y'all.
Hey, Teach Better community. Thank you so much for joining the Teach Better Today morning show every single weekday at 7 a.m. Eastern. We have so many resources for you outside of this live stream at teachbetter.com, including blogs, podcasts, and professional development that will bring our team to your school. Wherever you are listening from this morning, please make sure you are sharing and celebrating the incredible educators in this world. And hey, if you are listening over on a podcast to Teach Better Talk, we would love a 5-star review. The comments are always so entertaining. We'll see you tomorrow.